بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening this is going to be our ninth session and the ninth chapter, reading from دعوات المؤمنين المذكورة في القرآن, the supplications of the believers which are mentioned in the Quran. From our Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad Al-Badr, Hafidhahum Allah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. As we have mentioned previously, each one of these chapters may contain one or two or three supplications that may differ from one chapter to another. This particular chapter, chapter 9, contains two supplications, which are the 16th and 17th supplications that the Shaykh mentions in this series. And the final chapter, chapter 10, contains three supplications. So there will be 18, 19, and 20. Before we look at the supplications that are mentioned in this chapter 9, we will quickly review some of the topics that we discussed last week from the questionnaire study guide for lecture number 8. The first question being, memorize the dua of the believers from the people of Musa alayhi salam, mentioned in Surah Yunus. Mentioned in Surah Yunus, the 10th Surah, 85th and 86th Ayah. Now, the supplication, fadl. للقوم الظالمين نجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. جزاك الله خير. نعم, the supplication, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ, O our Rabb, do not make us as a fitna, a test or a trial for the people of dhulm, the wrongdoers. وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ, and save us by your mercy from الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ, the disbelieving people. Now, the second question, how has the author explained the meaning of their words? Yani before their dua, they said, Alallahi tawakkalna. How has the author explained the meaning of their words? In Allah we put our trust. This is in the 10th Surah, 85th Ayah. Now, how has he explained these words? He mentioned three things concerning the meaning of in Allah we put our trust. Now, okay, the first thing he said, that they say we put our trust, yani in him, that is Allah, we put our trust. Naam. And the second thing, naam, fadl. That we surrender our affairs, we give it over to Allah. And the third thing he said, naam. And upon him alone, we depend. So these are different aspects of the meaning of a tawakkul. That a person has trust in Allah, surrenders, gives over their affair to Allah, and they depend upon Him. This is very, very important matter, the matter of a tawakkul, yani a believer putting their trust in Allah completely and totally. The third question, what is common between the two views of the scholars concerning the dua? Make us not a trial for the wrongdoers. The Shaykh mentions two views concerning this, and yani, there's a common thread between those two views. What is the common thing that's between the two of them? Now,
surrender.
Huh?
Surrender.
Okay, I'm saying the two views of the scholars related to yani, the supplication, do not make us a trial for the wrongdoing people. Do not make us to be a trial for them. The scholars explained it in two ways. Now,
I believe the first was not to give them strength and victory over them.
Don't allow them to overcome us, to have power and authority over us. Now, because
they would continue.
Well, this would make them think. Yeah, that if they have been given authority over us, then it will make them think that they are upon the truth and we are upon falsehood. Now, and the second meaning, said, don't punish us, do not make them the means through which we are punished, because again, what would happen? It will make them think that the only reason why we're being punished is because we're not upon the truth, and that they are upon the truth. So in both cases, the point is that the trial is that if they were given authority and power over the believers, or if Allah allowed them to be the means of punishing the believers, it would make them think that they are upon that which is right and the believers are not, and this would be a fitna for them. Yani it would give them a justification for believing that they are upon the truth when in fact they are upon falsehood. The question number 4, mention the two requests which make up the dua of the young believing men known as Ashab al-Kahf. What was the two requests that they made from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Mercy.
Huh? Mercy. Mercy? Okay. They said, yes, O our Rabb, give us mercy from yourself. That's one. And the other one?
Facilitate their affairs.
And facilitate our affairs. Can he make easy our affairs so that it ends upon right guidance? The fifth question, what is mashru', what is legislated in Islam at times of fitan, trials and tribulations, and the widespread open appearance of evil? Yani what is legislated at this time, yani when believers are amongst people in the land in which evil is widespread, yani, and their trials and tribulations. People are being tried because of their observance of Islam. They are being persecuted because of their worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is legislated in this situation?
To separate
from them. To get out of that place, to escape from that place, to save their deen. The Shaykh, he mentioned 4 things, and all of them have a relation to one another. But he mentioned first separating from them. And the first thing that they did was they separated themselves within the society, but they separated themselves from the disbelievers. The second thing he said is to declare, the believers declare themselves to be free from, to be innocent of what these people are doing. And they also did that. And the third thing he said was to go out from amongst them, to leave from their presence. To leave the place where they are. And the fourth thing that he said is what? The fourth thing he said is that the reason why they're leaving is they're fleeing to save their deen, to protect and preserve their deen. And this is all encompassed in one word, and that is hijra. That the believers should migrate from the place where they are not allowed, they are not able to worship Allah freely, where they are persecuted for worshipping Allah. Now, question number 6, memorize the dua of the Ahl al-Iman, the people of Iman mentioned by Allah in Surah Al-Mu'minun, in the 23rd Surah, 109th Ayat, he says that there was a party from amongst my believers, and they were saying what? What were they saying? What was their dua? Rabbana amanna, faghfir lana, warhamna, wa anta khayrul rahimin. O our Rabb, we have believed, so forgive us and have mercy upon us, and you are the best of Ar-Rahimeen. Whoever shows mercy. Allah is the best of those who show mercy. It was brought to my attention last week, during the week, that when I first mentioned this supplication, I said, Anta Khayrul Rahimeen, you are the best of the people who show mercy. And of course, Allah is not from the creation. He is not a human being. So just please make note that if somebody goes back and hears that what is intended here is that of anyone or anything that possesses mercy, that shows mercy, in the creation, then Allah is not part of the creation, but Allah is the one who is the most merciful. What is intended is that Allah is the most merciful, even though there may be creatures that show mercy to other creatures, and there may be people that show mercy to people and other creatures and so on. But of any merciful one, Allah is the most merciful. He is the most merciful. What is intended is that Allah is the most merciful. And He has His mercy is complete and perfect, as opposed to anything in the creation. And definitely Allah is not a part of the creation. Question number seven, who will Allah mention this to on Yawm Qiyamah, and why will He mention it to them? Yani that there will be a party, there were a party from amongst, a group from amongst my worshippers who were making this dua, رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Who will Allah mention this to on Yawm Qiyamah, and why? Now, He will mention it to the people of the hellfire. And He will mention it to them for what reason? As a reminder. As a reminder of the condition of the believers in this world, who those disbelievers who are now in the hellfire used to make mockery of and used to laugh at them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind them that those people that you were making mockery of, who were calling upon me, yani this was their condition, and you were making mockery of them and you were laughing at them. And now, yani, look at where it is at now. Tayyib, the last question mentioned the three aspects of this dua, which the author says were their means of tawassul, seeking nearness to Allah. Yani, what are the three aspects of this dua, which the author says were their means? Yani, that each one of these three things were a means of tawassul, seeking nearness to Allah. The first of them? Okay, that's the second of them. The first of them is what? Rabbana. Yani acknowledging Allah's rububiyyah. And the second of them is the iman, the true faith. Yani that they said, amanna, we believed. And this is an acknowledgement, yani, of the favor of Allah upon them in granting them iman. And the third thing that it was a means of tawassul was their mentioning, huh? The vastness of Allah's rahmah, yani wa anta khayrul rahimin, showing the vastness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his rahmah and his ihsan and goodness to the people. So these are some of the things that we discussed last week. And tonight, bi'ithnillah ta'ala, we're going to be looking at next to the last chapter, chapter 9. And I didn't take the time to look at the page that we're on. Chapter 9 is the beginning of what page? 52? 52. And in Arabic, it's on page 890. Naam. Forgiveness is what they are asking for. But tawassul means, what are the means, what is the way to get near to Allah to ask for that forgiveness? To ask for Allah's forgiveness and to ask for Allah's mercy. What means do we use to get near to Him, to approach Him, so that we can ask for what we are in need of? So the forgiveness and the mercy is what we are asking for. And the means of getting near to Allah is recognizing His rububiyyah, saying He is our Rabb, and acknowledging the favor of Allah upon us in granting us iman. And finally, by also yani mentioning Allah, the vastness of Allah's yani mercy. Today, again, inshallah, we're going to be looking at two supplications. And the Shaykh mentions the title of this chapter, Min Da'awat al-Mu'mineen, from amongst the supplications of the Mu'mineen in general, and specifically, yani we'll see that this is from the supplications of the Ibad al-Rahman. So the Shaykh, he begins by saying, وَمِن دَعْوَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْعَظِيمَةِ الْوَارِدَةِ ذِكْرُهَا فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ مَا جَاءَ فِي ضَمْنِ سِيَاقِ عَدِّي صِفَاتِ Ibad al-Rahman فِي أَوَاخِرِ سُورَةِ الْفُرْقَانِ. Yani from the magnificent supplications of the believers, which has been mentioned in the noble Qur'an, is that which came within a sequence of the enumeration of the sifat, the qualities and characteristics of Ibad al-Rahman. Yani in this sequence of ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning a number of characteristics or qualities of the Ibad al-Rahman, the worshippers of Ar-Rahman. So amongst, yani, this sequence of enumeration of these qualities of Ibad al-Rahman in the final closing ayat of Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this dua, a dua of people who the Shaykh describes as الَّذِينَ استحقوا هذه الإضافة التشريفية إلى الله عز وجل لما قاموا به من العبودية التامة الخالصة لربهم سبحانه وتعالى. Yani, the Shaykh is saying that these people, they were deserving of this honorable ascription. Yani, al-idafa al-tashrifiyya means that it is something is being ascribed to them that is very honorable and noble, and that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attaching them to Himself. He's calling them His worshippers, Ibad al-Rahman. So this is a very noble and honorable ascription that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attaching you to Himself in describing them as the ibad of Ar-Rahman, the worshippers of Ar-Rahman. And the Shaykh, he says that this honorable ascription, yani being ascribed, connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is due to their having performed al-ubudiyya at-tama, al-khalisa li-rabbihim subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani that they had performed a worship that was complete and perfect. Yani meaning that they worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exactly as He has legislated it, following His law and the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-ibadah at-tama, yani the worship that is done perfectly, completely, in accordance with what Allah has legislated. Al-khalisa li-rabbihim, and it is done completely and sincerely for their Rabb, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani not for any other reason, except seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this description of their worship as being al-ubudiyya at-tama and al-khalisa li-rabbihim are the yani indication of the two conditions that are necessary for any act of worship to be accepted. That is, it has to be done in accordance with what Allah has legislated, and it has to be done sincerely for the sake of Allah alone. Al-mutaba'a and al-ikhlas. The Shaykh is referring here to their perfect worship, yani because it's done the way Allah legislated, and sincerely for the sake of Allah alone. And these two matters are essential for any act of worship to be accepted. It has to be done the way Allah legislated, in accordance with the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it has to be done sincerely for the sake of Allah alone. Then the Shaykh, he says, this is the reason why they were entitled to, they were deserving of this ascription, why Allah attached them to Himself, calling them His worshippers, Ibad al-Rahman. And therefore, yani, it is something to strive for, that a person who wants to be given this noble, honorable ascription, that they should make every effort to worship Allah the way He has legislated, to make their worship as perfect as possible, and to do it sincerely for the sake of Allah alone, so that perhaps they could be included in this honorable ascription, or this title that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yani has described them with. The Shaykh says, وَقَدْ صَدَّرَ صِفَاتِهِمْ سُبْحَانُهُ بِقَوْلِهِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces their descriptions, their yani characteristics, with His saying, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ حَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins this sequence and series of descriptions of the Ibad al-Rahman with this statement, with His saying, the worshippers of Ar-Rahman, the Ibad of Ar-Rahman, are those who walk upon the earth, hawnan, yani, with humility, calm, quiet, easy, yani, not arrogantly, but they walk upon the earth, yani, with humility. وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And if they are addressed by the jahiluna, the ignorant, foolish people. They merely say, salam. And here, some of the scholars mention, إِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ, that Allah describing this, yani them being addressed by the jahiluna, is an indication that what those people are saying to them is ignorant. Yani Allah is saying, if they are addressed by the ignorant, means that some people will address them in an ignorant manner. And that's why Allah describes them, yani as, if they are addressed by the ignorant, the foolish, the ignorant. And when that happens, they just merely respond with salam. Yani, mild, gentle words, free from sin. Basically, yani, the meaning here is what? That they are not reactionary. They don't respond in like. Rather, salam. Yani, and they don't, yani, add fuel to the fire. They're not trying to take it to the next step. They're just saying, peace. I don't want no trouble, not here to harm you. Let me be about my way. Salaman. And although it may sound like a simple matter, but it is a challenge for some of us. Certainly it is for me, that when people address you in an ignorant manner, yani to just compose yourself and just respond with yani the bare minimum, salam, yani without taking it any further. May Allah grant us success In being described with this characteristic. The Shaykh mentions this first description of the Ibad al-Rahman from Surah Al-Furqan, 25th Surah, 63rd Ayah. And then he says, concerning these words, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ فَأَضَافَهُمْ لِنَفْسِهِ تَعْلِيَةً لِشَأْنِهِمْ وَتَشْرِيفًا لِقَدْرِهِمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala associates, He connects them to Himself by this title of Ibad al-Rahman, the worshippers of Allah al-Rahman. And this is a means of elevating, raising their importance, and honoring their station, their status, their worth, and their value. Yani by connecting them to Himself with this kind of description. وَذَكَرَ سُبْحَانَهُ مِنْ جُمْلَةِ صِفَاتِهِمْ الْحَمِيدَةِ وَعُنُعُوتِهِمْ الرَّشِيدَةِ الدُّعَاءِ وَحُسْنُ الْإِلْتِجَاءِ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And Allah mentions among the praiseworthy characteristics and these qualities of right guidance that He has ascribed to them. Amongst these qualities and characteristics, He mentions, from amongst their qualities and characteristics, is ad-du'a, that they call upon Allah. وَحُسْنُ الْإِلْتِجَاءِ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And the excellence of their turning to, seeking refuge and shelter in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He mentions amongst their qualities and characteristics, the quality of ad-du'a. That this is one of the qualities, praiseworthy qualities and characteristics of right guidance of the Ibad al-Rahman, that they call upon Allah, that they turn to Him, seeking refuge in Him, seeking shelter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah the Most High says, في وصفهم, in His description of them, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا إِنَّهَا سَاعَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. Yani in His description of them, yani amongst these series of qualities and descriptions that Allah mentions about the Ibad al-Rahman, He mentions from amongst the descriptions this description of dua. He says, and those who say, رَبَّ نَصْرِفْ عَنَّ عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. O our Rabb, turn away from us, avert from us the punishment of the hellfire. إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا, indeed, its punishment, yani the punishment of the hellfire, كَانَ غَرَامًا, is an inseparable permanent punishment. إِنَّهَا سَاعَتْ مُسْتَخَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. It evil it is as a home that a person lives in, or as a place of rest, yani where a person temporarily dwells. Yani the hellfire, if it's a person's permanent place, or if it's just a temporary place that a person is passing through, it's evil. Yani 1 hour, 1 moment in it is evil, the hellfire. This is mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan, 25th Surah, 65th and 66th Ayah. The Shaykh says, these words, رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامَةً إِنَّهَا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. He said, هذه دعوة مباركة حكاها الله عنهم في جملة صفاتهم الكريمة. يعني that this is a blessed supplication which Allah has mentioned from the Ibad al-Rahman. Amongst, yani the many noble characteristics or qualities that he ascribes to them. Amongst those characteristics and qualities is yani what came in this supplication, this blessed supplication, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn away from us the punishment of the hellfire. And as we have seen in the previous supplications from the beginning of this book until the end, that one of the most frequently mentioned supplications of the people of Iman is for protection from the hellfire. And because the greatest goal that a person seeks in this world, the pleasure of Allah, success, is the reward of Allah of entering the paradise and being saved from the hellfire. So this has to be in the forefront of our minds, that a person is seeking to be admitted into the paradise and to be saved from the hellfire. So this is a very, very important request that a believer should always have on their mind, in their heart, and upon their tongue, asking Allah to protect us from the punishment of the hellfire. The Shaykh, he says, وَقَوْلُهُمْ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. They're saying, O our Rabb, turn away from us the punishment of the hellfire, means اِدْفَعْهُ عَنَّا بِالْوَقَايَ مِنْ أَسْبَابِهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَغْفِرَةٍ وَمَغْفِرَتِي مَا وَقَعَ مِنَّا مِمَّا هُوَ مُقْتَدٍ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Yani the meaning of turn away from us the hellfire, the Shaykh says, there are two aspects of it. One aspect is turn away from us, push away from us, repulse from us the punishment of the hellfire, بالوقاية, by protecting us from its asbab, the causes or the reasons or the things in this world that a person does that will land them in the hellfire. Yani the first aspect of turning the fire away from us is to turn it away from us by protecting us from the causes in this world that lead a person to the hellfire. Yani meaning, protect us from doing those things, those acts of disobedience, sin, that cause a person to be in the hellfire in the next life. Yani the things that a person does in this world. The second part, the Shaykh says, is also, yani turn away from us the hellfire by forgiving us for whatever has occurred from us, from amongst those things that necessitate a person being in the hellfire on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Yani, forgive us on Yawm al-Qiyamah from those things that have occurred from us, that we have committed in this world. Yani, forgive us on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So there are two aspects. First, we're asking Allah to protect us from those things, from committing sins that cause a person to be punished in this world. And secondly, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, to forgive us from what we did commit of sins. Protect us from committing sins, and if we fell into some sins, and that is inevitable, then forgive us on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So there's an aspect of protecting us from committing the sins in this world, and there's another aspect of the sins that we did commit that in the next life, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, that Allah forgive us. And Shaykh Abdul Razak, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, has mentioned in some of in other explanations of supplications, yani a matter that I'll just allude to here, and that is that whatever we ask Allah for, along with that request, goes things connected to it that we have to do. Yani we ask Allah to protect us from the hellfire, it means then that we have to make an effort not to commit sins, which is the cause of a person being in the hellfire. And in addition to that, we have to ask for Allah's forgiveness for the inevitable yani slip and mistake and error that a person is going to fall into as human beings. So we ask Allah's help and we supplicate to Him and ask Him for success in being able to avoid committing sins, and whatever to whatever extent we fall into sins, we ask Allah's forgiveness along with that. The Sheikh he says here, وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُمْ مَا طَاعَتِهِمْ لِرَبِّهِمْ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ مُشْفِقُونَ وَجِلُونَ مِنْ أَذَابِهِ. Yani that this supplication from the Ibad al-Rahman, people who are the, Allah describes them as His worshippers. These are people who He describes as His worshippers. These are not just any old ordinary people. These are people Allah has given this description of being His worshippers, that He ascribes to Himself. This supplication, asking Allah to protect us from the hellfire, is an indication that these people, along with their obedience to their Rabb, in spite of the fact that they are obedient to Allah and they are worshipping Him, they are still worrying and they are fearful of His punishment. In spite of the fact that they are engaged in worshipping Allah and obedience to Allah and serving Allah, in spite of that, they are also worried and they are fearful of His punishment. And this is as Allah the Most High said in His description of the believers whose iman is perfect. He said, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. And those who are giving whatever they are giving, yani the charity that they are giving or the good deeds that they are doing, along with that, their hearts are full of fear. Their hearts are still full of fear. Even though they are doing lots of good deeds, their hearts are full of fear because they are absolutely certain that they are going to return to their Rabb. They know that there is a day of accounting. And in spite of their good deeds, they still, knowing that there is a day of accounting, when they return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we return to Allah, yani, in spite of their good deeds, they are fearful, yani, of having fallen short. Or as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, they are fearful that their deeds may not be accepted. There's no guarantee that their deeds will be accepted. So they are fearful of the punishment of Allah. The Shaykh says, this ayat in Surah Al-Mu'minun, 23rd Surah, 60th ayat, he says, the meaning of it is that they are sending forward. يعني يقدمون ما يقدمون من الطاعات وهم مشفقون من عذاب الله خائفون من عقابه. That in spite of whatever they are sending forward of good deeds, of ta'at, acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are still worrying, fearful of the punishment of Allah, of Allah's, yani, punishing them for committing sins. They are fearful and they are worried from this punishment, as it has been confirmed in the explanation of this ayat from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani, this point here that the people who are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are still fearful of His punishment in spite of all their good deeds and their acts of obedience, this particular ayat here that the Shaykh mentions from Surah Al-Mu'minun is explained by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a hadith that's reported by Al-Imam Ahmad in his Musnad from Al-Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha, that she said, Ya Rasulullah, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. And those who gave that which they gave in charity and other good deeds while their hearts are full of fear. She said, this ayat, this description of these people, أَهُوَ الرَّجُلْ يَزْنِي وَيَشْرَبِ الْخَمَرْ. Is he a person who is committing fornication, who is drinking alcohol? Is that why he's fearful? The Prophet ﷺ said, La ya bint Abi Bakr, aw la ya bint Siddiq, walakinahu ar-rajulu yasumu wa yatasaddaqu wa huwa yakhafu an la yuqbala minhu. Yani, she said, is he, this person, who is doing some good deeds, but yani, he is still fearful. Is it because he is drinking alcohol? Is it because he is committing zina? Yani, committing all types of sins? Is that why he's fearful? The Prophet ﷺ said, no, O daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. No, O bint as-Siddiq. Or he said, no, ya bint as-Siddiq. Yani, O daughter of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. وَلَكِنَّهُ الرَّجُلُ. Rather, he is a person who is fasting and giving charity. Yani, who is fasting and praying and giving charity and doing good deeds, worshiping Allah. وَهُوَ يَخَافُ أَلَّا يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. But he is fearful. And he's doing those good deeds, but he still has fear that perhaps, yani, they may not be accepted. Perhaps they may not be accepted. The Shaykh mentions the saying of Al-Hasan Al-Basri, rahimahullah, he said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِ جمع إحسانا وشفقة وأن المنافق جمع إساعة وأمنا. يعني هي الحسن البصري رحمه الله is giving us يعني a comparison. He's making a comparison between the condition of the believer and the condition of the munafiq. He said that the believer جمع إحسانا وشفقة. He combines between إحسانا, doing good deeds, while at the same time having fear that they may not be accepted. And he does good deeds, but he doesn't know if it will be accepted. He's not taking it for granted. As far as the munafiq, he combines between isa'atan, doing evil deeds, wa amnan, and feeling safe from the consequence of his evil deeds. And the believer does good deeds, but he's afraid maybe they won't be accepted. The munafiq, he does evil deeds and he has no fear. He feels safe from the consequence of his evil deeds. And this is what is captured in this ayat and this explanation from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the condition of the believer is that the believer strives and makes every effort and goes yani to the fullest extent of their ability in trying to be obedient to Allah and worshiping Allah and doing the things that are pleasing to Allah, and at the same time not feeling that I'm guaranteed paradise, that I've made it, I'm over. Rather, the believer is fearful that perhaps yani has fallen short, perhaps his deeds may not be accepted, and so on. The Shaykh says, as far as the end of this supplication, the saying, يَعْنِ إِنَّا ذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا, turn away from us the punishment of the hellfire, for indeed its punishment is غَرَامًا. He said it means لَازِمًا دَائِمًا غَيْرُ مُفَارِقٍ. يعني that this punishment of the hellfire is لَازِمًا. يعني it is mandatory. It is something that يعني it would stick to the person. دائماً, continuous, ongoing, permanent, غير مفارق, inseparable. And it is a punishment that a person will not be able to escape from. وَقَوْلُهُمْ إِنَّهَا سَاعَةٌ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. Indeed, يعني the hellfire is evil as a home, يعني as a person's permanent residence, and it's also evil as a place, yani as a stopover, even temporarily. The Shaykh says, "A bi'sa al-manzil manzaran wa bi'sa al-maqil maqaman." This expression is a little bit I wasn't completely certain about the meaning of this expression, and I went back to the tafsir. Ibn Kathir mentions this, the explanation of this ayah. He mentions it a little bit differently. And he says, بِئْسَ الْمَنْزِلْ مَنْزِلًا وَبِئْسَ الْمَقِيلْ مَقِيلًا. That's how Ibn Kathir in his tafsir mentions the explanation of this ayat, and perhaps the Shaykh means something slightly different. In any case, the meaning of both of those sayings yani are close, and that is that the hellfire as a manzil, a place where a person is going to settle in and take it as their home, yani it's evil. And it is also evil as a maqil, yani a resting place that a person resides in temporarily. Whether a person is there permanently or temporarily, the hellfire is an evil place. The Shaykh closes the explanation of this supplication by saying, وَهَذَا مِنْهُمْ عَلَى وَجْهِ التَّدَرُّ لِرَبِّهِمْ وَبَيَانْ شِدَّةِ حَاجَتِهِمْ إِلَيْهِ وَأَنَّهُمْ لَيْسَ فِي طَاقَتِهِمْ احْتِمَالْ هَذَا الْعَذَابِ. He said that this is, yani on their part, on the part of the Ibad al-Rahman, it is a manner of humbly begging, beseeching their Rabb. And he asking to avert from them the hellfire. And it is also a clarification of the severity of their need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and assistance and protection. The severity of that need. وَأَنَّهُمْ لَيْسُوا فِي طَاقَتِهِمْ إِحْتِمَالَ هَذَا الْعَذَابِ, and that they do not have the ability to bear this punishment, the punishment of the hellfire. And they're saying, this is unbearable. We can't bear it. Avert it from us. Save us from it. Turn it away from us. And the Shaykh says, and also, لِيَتَذَكَّرُوا مِنَّةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ, and also this is to call to mind that, yani, that a person be conscious of the reality, the fact of Allah's favor upon them. Yani, asking, yani, the Shaykh is saying here that this requests from the Ibad al-Rahman to avert from us the punishment of the hellfire, the punishment of which is yani inseparable, yani a horrible punishment, even if it's temporary or if it's permanent. Yani it is a horrible punishment. The Shaykh is saying that this request also is a means of calling to mind the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in granting people iman and giving them a chance to be saved from the hellfire. فَإِنَّ صَرْفَ الشِّدَّ بِحَسَبِ شِدَّتِهَا وَفَضَاعَتِهَا يَعَظُمُ وَقْعُهَا وَيَشْتَدُّ الْفَرْحِ بِصَرْفِهَا. And the meaning of this expression, and Allah knows best, is that yani the based upon the severity and the horror of the punishment of the hellfire, yani to the extent of its severity and its horror, yani the impact of it will be magnified. And if a person is saved from it, if it's turned away from them, then their happiness and joy will be intensified. Yani the greater is the severity of the hellfire, the greater its impact is going to be on the person who is subjected to it. And the greater is going to be the happiness of the person who saved from it. Now, the next supplication the Shaykh mentions, وَمِن دَعْوَاتِ عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ مَجَاءَ فِي ضِمْنِ أَوْصَافِهِمْ فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Surah Al-Furqan, 25th Surah, 74th Ayah. Yani from amongst the supplications of the Ibad al-Rahman, the worshippers of al-Rahman, is that which came among the characteristics, their characteristics or their qualities in His, Allah the Most High, saying, those who are saying, رَبَّنَا حَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. They are saying, O our Rabb, bestow upon us, give us the gift of wives and offspring that are the coolness of our eyes, the comfort of our eyes, the joy and delight of our eyes. And that which causes joy and happiness for us. Give us as a gift from amongst our wives and amongst our offsprings, yani those who will be a joy to our eyes, and who cause us happiness and joy. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And make us to be for the people of taqwa, imams, leaders. Make us to be leaders for the people of taqwa. The Shaykh says, as far as the first part of this dua, they're saying, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. O our Rabb, bestow upon us, grant us the gift of wives and offspring that are the coolness of our eyes, that are the delight of our eyes, the comfort of our eyes. He said it means, اُرْزُقْنَا أَزْوَاجًا وَأَوْلَادًا تَقَرُّ بِهِمْ أَعْيُنَنَا. Yani, provide us, grant us, yani wives and children that will be the joy of our eyes. Yani will be the source of joy and happiness for us. Grant us wives and children that will be a source of joy and happiness for us. And this supplication is a tremendous supplication that a Muslim should be constantly engaged in repeating. Especially the head of a household, especially the father of children, a married man, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make their wives, to make their children, yani to be the joy of their eyes. That their wives and their children bring comfort to them, happiness and joy to them. As far as what does that mean, that the wives and the children are a comfort, or a person's family is a comfort to them, is a joy to them, the Shaykh mentions three views, and they are not contradictory of one another. Rather, there are different aspects or different ways of explaining the meaning of make our wives and our children to be the coolness of our eyes. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says, يَأَنُونَ مَنْ يَعْمَلْ لَكَ بِالطَّاعَ فَتَقَرُّ بِهِمْ أَعْيُنُنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Yani Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, may Allah be pleased with his father, he says, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, he says, what they mean, yani the Ibadur Rahman, when they are making this supplication, What they mean, what is intended, is to grant us wives and children from amongst our wives and children. مَنْ يَعْمَلُ لَكَ بِطَاعَةٍ يعني those who will do acts of obedience to you. And he make from our wives and our children those who do acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result of that, because of the acts of obedience, تَقَرُّ بِهِمْ أَعَيُنُنَا. As a result of that, our eyes will find comfort, coolness, joy in them. Because of the acts of obedience to Allah, we will find joy in them in this world and in the next life. Yani a believer will be so happy and pleased and full of joy when they see their family, their loved ones, doing acts of obedience to Allah. This will bring them joy and happiness in this world, and more importantly, in the next life. Naam. Muhammad ibn Ka'b al-Quradi, rahimahullah, he says concerning the meaning of this supplication, لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَقَرَّ لِعَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ مِنْ أَنْ يَرَى أَحْلَهُ وَوَلَدَهُ أَتْقِيَا ضَرَرًا. Yani, that there's nothing that is more pleasing to the eye of the believer than that he sees his family, his children, as though from amongst those who are pious and those who are dutiful. And if there's nothing more pleasing than that a person sees their family members, yani, being those who have taqwa and those who are obedient and pious and righteous. There's nothing more pleasing than this. Yani, this is by far, without doubt, without question, without discussion, more pleasing than that a Muslim sees their family members becoming rich, or getting a PhD degree, or becoming the ruler of the state. What is more pleasing to the believer, the mu'min, the person who has iman, is that they see their loved ones being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the result of that, that a person is going to earn the pleasure of Allah and be in Jannah. And all of the stuff of this world is going to go away. You're going to be separated from it. You're not going to take it with you. But that obedience to Allah will go with a person to the grave and will benefit them on Yawm al-Qiyamah. The third view that the Shaykh mentions from Ibn Zayd, rahimahullah, قَالَ يَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ لِأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذَرِّيَاتِهِمْ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُمْ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Yani that the Ibadur Rahman, they are asking Allah for their wives and for their offspring, that Allah guide them to Islam. That Allah guide them to Islam. And this guiding them to Islam means that if they are not Muslims, that they accept Islam. And if they are Muslims, that they are guided upon the path of Islam. Yani upon Sirat al-Mustaqim. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us along this path, and that He keep us on this path, and He protect us from deviating from this path, and that He grant us firmness until we reach our destination. The Shaykh here, he mentions the saying of Al-Allama ibn Sa'di, rahimahullah, وَهَذَا كَمَا أَنَّهُ دُعَاءٌ لِأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ فِي صَلَاحِهِمْ فَإِنَّهُ دُعَاءٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Yani that just as this is a dua that a person makes for their wives and their offspring, for their uprightness and righteousness. Just as this is a dua for a person's family members, their loved ones, that they be upright, that they be righteous, that they be pious. فَإِنَّهُ دُعَاءٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. It is also in the same way as the dua for themselves. Yani the person who is making this dua is for their family members, it is also a dua for their own self. لِأَنَّ نَفَعُهُ يَعُودُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Because the benefit of this dua, the dua that they're making for their loved ones, returns to them. The benefit also comes back to them. They also benefit from it. وَلِهَذَا جَعَلُوا ذَلِكَ حِبَةً لَهُمْ. And this is why, yani in their supplication, they made it as a gift for themselves. They said, حَبْلَنَا رَبَّنَا حَبْلَنَا. Give us a gift. Give me a gift. The gift is for me. The gift is what? That my family members, that my loved ones, that they, yani, be pleasing, be joyous to my eyes, meaning they be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they benefit from that dua, and the person who's supplicating also benefits from it. Also benefits from it. Because, and that's why it is mentioned as, give me this gift, bestow upon me this gift. The Shaykh says, rather, not only that, in fact, dua'ahum ya'udu ila nafi' umum al-muslimin. Rather, this dua of the Ibad al-Rahman goes back, returns to benefit the Muslims in general. It benefits the Muslims in general. It benefits all of the Muslims. لِأَنَّ بِصَلَاحِ مَنْ ذُكِرَ يَكُونُ سَبَبًا لِصَلَاحِ كَثِيرٌ مِنْ مَنْ يَتَعَلَّقْ بِهِمْ وَيَنْتَفِعُ بِهِمْ. And that is because the uprightness, the righteousness of those who are mentioned, a person's wives and children, their uprightness and their righteousness will also be a cause or a means for the righteousness of many other people who are connected to them and who benefit from them. Yani the uprightness of a person's loved ones, spouse and children will not only yani benefit themselves and the one who's supplicating for them, but it will also benefit all the Muslims who have contact with them. Because the people of righteousness benefit those who are around them. They don't bring harm to people, but they only bring good to people. Then the Shaykh says, the second part of this supplication, قَوْلُهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, and make us to be imams, leaders of the people of taqwa. Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, may Allah be pleased with him, his father says, and make us to be leaders for the people of taqwa, أَئِمَّةَ هُدَى لِيُحْتَدَى بِنَا, yani that we be imams of right guidance, so that others will be guided by us. Others will follow our lead and be guided by us. وَلَا تَجْعَلْنَا أَئِمَّةَ الضَّلَالَ, and do not make us leaders of misguidance. لِأَنَّهُ قَالَ لِأَهْلِ السَّعَادَةِ, because Allah the Most High said concerning the people of Sa'adah, the people of good fortune, the people of paradise, He said concerning them, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا, and we have made them imams, leaders, guiding to our command. Yani to one group of people, the people of yani Sa'adah, the people of paradise, Allah said, we have made them leaders, guiding people by our command. And we want to be from them. This is mentioned in Surah Al-Anbiya, 21st Surah, 73rd Ayat. وَلِأَهْلِ السَّقَاوَةِ, and Allah said concerning the people of misfortune, the people of wretchedness, the people of the hellfire, He said, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ, and we have made them leaders, calling, inviting to the hellfire. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made some people, أَئِمَّةً, imams, يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا, guiding by the command of Allah to that which is right. And He has made other people, imams, أَئِمَّةً, يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ, calling people to the hellfire. So they are imams, yani who guide people to that which is right, and they are imams of misguidance who call people to the hellfire. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he's saying, yani the meaning here, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, make us leaders for the people of taqwa, meaning leaders of right guidance, that other people may be rightly guided by us. Do not make us leaders of misguidance, yani the people who are inviting to the hellfire. This is mentioned in Surah Al-Qasas. The second one, the people who are calling to the hellfire, is mentioned in Surah Al-Qasas. And I don't remember which number of the chapter is. Huh? 28, 41, 41st ayah. Then the Shaykh mentions Qatada, rahimahullah, he's saying, Qadatan, yani imams of the people of taqwa, he said, Qadatan fil khair. Leaders in goodness, wa du'at, wa hudat, yu'tamma bina fil khair. Yani, make us leaders in khair, in goodness, and callers and guides who are taken as leaders in that which is khair. Yani, who are followed in that which is good. Well, khulasa, in summary, the Shaykh says, and this quote, this is a quote actually from Shaykh Imam Al-Imam Abdurrahman Al-Sa'adi, from his explanation of Surah Al-Furqan, 25th Surah, 78th Ayat, Al-Imam Al-Sa'adi says, وَالْخُلَاصَ أَنَّ عِبَادَ الرَّحْمَنِ دَعَوُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَنْ يُوصِلَهُمْ إِلَى دَرَجَةِ الْإِمَامَ فِي الدِّينِ. Yani that the Ibad al-Rahman have called upon Allah, supplicated to Allah to make them reach the level of Imam of al-Deen. Yani to be imams in this deen. To be leaders, yani who lead the people to that which is right. Leaders in the deen. وَأَنْ يَكُونُوا قُدْوَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ فِي أَقْوَالِهِمْ وَأَفْعَالِهِمْ. And that they be examples or models for the people of taqwa, the pious, righteous people, in their speech and in their actions. يُقْتَدَى بِأَفْعَالِهِمْ وَيُطْمَأَنُّ لِأَقْوَالِهِمْ. So that, yani, people will follow them. They will be followed in their actions, and they will be trusted in their speech. وَيَصِيرُ أَهْلُ الْخَيْرِ خَلْفَهُمْ. And the people of goodness will follow behind them. Yani will move behind them, following in their footsteps. فَيَهَدُونَ وَيَهْتَدُونَ. So they will be themselves, yani they will be guides of others, and they will be themselves rightly guided. Yani they will guide others, and they will be rightly guided. The Shaykh, he closes with another quote from Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, but this time from the 25th Surah, 74th Ayah, from the 74th Ayah, he quotes from Al-Allama ibn Sa'di, rahimahullah, saying, وَمِنَ الْمَعْلُومِ. And this is a principle that is of great importance, especially in reference to dua, but not limited to that. وَمِنَ الْمَعْلُومِ. And it is well known, أَنَّ الدُّعَى بِبُلُوغُ شَيْءٍ. That a person supplicating to reach or to achieve something is a dua bima la yatimu illa bi. Yani when a person supplicates to reach or to achieve something, it is well known that this is also a dua for whatever is necessary in order to achieve that thing. Yani if a person asks to enter the paradise, this is like asking Allah for whatever is necessary to be in the paradise. What is necessary is that a person has to believe in Allah and be obedient to Allah and follow the Prophet ﷺ and do good deeds and avoid sin, and ask for forgiveness. All of this is necessary. So when a person asks to enter the paradise, they are also asking for everything else that is necessary in order, yani, to reach that goal. The Shaykh says, this is well known. وَمِنَ الْمَعْلُومِ أَنَّ الدُّعَى بِبُلُوغِ شَيْءٍ دُعَاءٌ بِمَا لَا يَتِمُّ إِلَّا بِهِ. Yani, you cannot enter the paradise except that there are certain other things that are essential. So when you supplicate for paradise, for example, then you're also supplicating for everything else that is necessary in order to achieve that thing. وَهَذِهِ الدَّرَجَةِ. And this level, darajatul imam of al-deen, the level of being an imam, a leader in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This level that is being requested in this dua, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. He said this level, the level of being an imam in the deen, لَا تَتِمُّ إِلَّا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالْيَقِينِ. It cannot be achieved, it will not be completed, except with patience, complete and perfect patience, and yaqeen, certainty, yani knowledge that reaches the level of certainty. A person will not become an imam in this deen except that they have sabr and that they have yaqeen. And this is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَحْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. That we made them, or we made from amongst them, أَئِمَّة, leaders, يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا, guiding by our command. We made them leaders, guiding by our command. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا, when they exhibited patience. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ, and they had, yani, certainty about our ayat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He made them leaders when they had these two characteristics or qualities, that is, patience and certainty about the ayat of Allah. And this is mentioned in Surah Al-Sajdah, 32nd Surah, 24th ayat. The Shaykh says, as we come to a close, how much time for the adhan? Oh, okay, alhamdulillah. I don't have to rush then. Alhamdulillah, I thought it was getting too close. Right, anyway, we'll finish quickly. So the Shaykh, he says here, that, yani, that is well known that a person's supplication for something, to achieve something, yani, is also a supplication for whatever else is necessary in order to achieve that thing. And this level, this daraja that is being requested in this dua, the level of being an imam in the deen, cannot be completed without these two essential characteristics, that is, patience and certainty about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. And this is, as the Shaykh mentioned in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have made from amongst them leaders, yani, by our guiding to, by our command, yani, when they became patient and they were certain about our ayat. Shaykh says, فَهَذَا الدُّعَى يَسْتَلْزِمْ مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ والصبر على طاعة الله وعن معصيته وأقداره المؤلمة ومن العلم التام الذي يوصل صاحبه إلى درجة اليقين خيرا كثيرا وطاعا جزيلا. وهذا الدعاء يستلزم, this dua necessitates, requires خيرا كثيرا وطاعا جزيلا. It requires a lot of خير and plenty of, يعني, that which Allah gives, that which is given by Allah. It requires a lot of khair. This dua necessitates, requires, in order to achieve this, it requires that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person a lot of good and plenty of, yani, that which He gives. Including al-amal, min al-amal, yani, doing good deeds. Yani, in order for a person to become an imam in the deen, it requires that a person has to do a lot of good deeds. And good deeds, yani, success in doing good deeds is what? Success in doing good deeds is by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, it requires a sabr ala ta'atillah, patience with being obedient to Allah, and patience with avoiding disobedience to Allah, and patience with those things that Allah had decreed that are painful, that the person dislikes. Yani, it requires first and foremost that a person does a lot of good deeds by the tawfiq from Allah. The second thing is that it requires that a person has sabr, patience with in obedience to Allah, and patience in avoiding disobedience to Allah, and patience with whatever Allah has decreed that a person might not like. وَمِنَ الْعِلْمَ التَّامَ الَّذِي يُوصِلْ صَاحِبَهُ إِلَى دَرَجَةِ الْأَكِينَ. And also complete and perfect knowledge, which leads the person who has that knowledge to the level, or takes that person to the level of certainty. Yani, complete and perfect knowledge that takes a person to the level of certainty. So here the Shaykh mentioned three things. Number one, righteous deeds. Number two, patience in his three aspects. Obedience to Allah, avoiding disobedience to Allah, and being patient with what Allah has decreed. And the third thing the Shaykh mentions is what? Yani, knowledge that takes a person to the level of certainty. All of this is by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh says, and also that a person will be in the highest level possible, the highest degree that's possible for the created beings after the messengers. Any meaning, being an imam in the deen, is that a person reaches this is the highest level that a person can reach after the level of the prophets and messengers. The Shaykh says, وَقَالَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ فالحاصل أنهم سألوا ربهم أن يكونوا كاملين مكملين لغيرهم هادين مهتدين وهذا أعلى الحالات. يعني the Shaykh says, in short, they are asking their Rabb that they be كاملين, those who are complete and perfect within themselves, and متكملين, those who help others to become complete and perfect. وَهَادِينَ, those who are, who guide others. وَمُحْتَدِينَ, those who are themselves rightly guided. And this is the highest, yani, level or condition that's possible for a person. Yani, that a person is good within themselves and help others to be good. That a person is, yani, rightly guided themselves and guide others. And the Shaykh closes by saying, وَقَدْ خَتَمَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مَا ذَكَرَهُ عَنْ عِبَادِ الرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ أَوْصَافِ الْكَرِيمَةِ وَالدُّعَاءِ الْعَظِيمِ بِقَوْلِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ. Yani, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes what He mentions concerning the Ibad al-Rahman and their noble characteristics and the magnificent dua with this saying. He said, أُولَٰئِكَ يُجَزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا. That these people, yani, the Ibad al-Rahman that He has described in these series of ayat, including these two supplications, he said they will be rewarded with the highest place, yani al-ghurfa, with the highest place in paradise due to their patience, and they will be met in it, in the paradise, with tahiyya wa salama, with greetings and a word of peace, khalidina fiha, remaining in it for eternity. Hasunat mustaqarran wa muqama, and excellent it is as an abode and a place to dwell. Yani, if a person was yani in there permanently or just yani temporarily, yani this is an excellent place. This is mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan 25th, Surah 75, Ayat 75 and 76. And the Shaykh closes by saying that Allah has made clear, Jaza'ahu lahum, yani their reward, the reward that He has for these people, ala himamihim al-aliyah, wa matalibihim al-nabila, wa husnu su'alihim, wa kamal tadallulihim, wa iftiqarihim. Yani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made clear the reward that He has for these people due to their high aspirations. They had high aspirations. They wanted to be what? Imams in the deen. And noble objectives. And the excellence of their requests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what they are asking for. They're asking for the best of what a person can ask for, and the completeness of their humility and their display of being in dire need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that their reward for them is Al-Jannah. يُبْتَدَرُونَ فِيهَا بِالتَّحِيَّ وَالْإِكْرَامِ وَيُلَقَّوْنَ التَّوْكِيرُ وَالْإِحْتِرَامِ. Yani that they will be met initially with greetings and hospitality, and they will yani be met with honor and respect. فَلَهُمْ السَّلَامُ وَعَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَامُ. So there will be peace for them, and upon them will be peace. And then he mentions the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ra'd, 13th Surah, 23rd and 24th Ayat, concerning the people of paradise, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ, that the angels will enter upon them from every door, from every gate, saying, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ, peace be upon you for your patience and perseverance. وَنِعْمَ أُقْبَ الدَّارِ, and excellent indeed is the final abode, the final home, yani al-jannah. And the Shaykh closes by saying, جَعَلَنَا اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ بِمَنِّهِ وَكَرْمِهِ, may Allah make us to be from amongst them by His favor and His generosity. Ameen Ya Rab. In closing, I want to remind us that yani again, the purpose of our seeking knowledge is to act upon it. And from the actions, yani, that are expected of us from this is that we actually learn, and that we comprehend and understand, memorize, and utilize these supplications. Yani, asking Allah for our families, asking Allah for our families, that He make them to be, yani, righteous, obedient worshippers of His, so that we will be pleased with them and find joy in them in this world and the next life. And asking for ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to be leaders in this deen. That is, people who others will follow in their footsteps, will follow their actions, and will trust their speech. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that for us. May He protect us from the hellfire. And may He yani grant success, yani especially to our wives, for sisters, for their husbands, and for our children, and our family members, and for the believers in general. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.